Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, February 20th. The grains closed lower with March corn down 2 cents, closing at 378.5. March beans down 4.5 cents, closing at 892.75. And March wheat down 5.25 cents, closing at 560. Grains tried to get higher on the day. Couldn't get it done during the day session here. The Ag Forum acreage numbers, I guess, put the pressure on the market here. I didn't think they were that bad. 94 million for corn, just above the average guess. Probably looking at a carry out there at 2.6 billion bushels. Beans right on the money at 85, looking at a carry out of 533. And the wheat just under the estimate at 45 million, looking at a carry out of 845. Now, none of these numbers include any potential Chinese buying, according to the Secretary of Ag Purdue. He says these numbers haven't been changed because of potential Chinese demand. And I think when you start to look at budgeting that in, these numbers aren't too bad. Weather conditions around the country are still pretty wet in the south. NOAA, NOAA, come out with their 90-day forecast showing pretty much everything east of the Mississippi wet, in some places very wet. West of the Mississippi, dry, and in some places very dry. So are we going to have another delayed planting season? It would seem to be the case. Funds sold more corn, sold more beans, liquidated some wheat, liquidated a little bit of oil. They're still long a fair amount of wheat, fair amount of bean oil. They're short probably 85,000 contracts of beans, probably 65,000 to 70,000 contracts of corn. Now the options expire tomorrow. The March options expire tomorrow. There's an awful lot of 380 puts and calls. Obviously the professionals would like to see those go off worthless. So if they can close this market right at 380 tomorrow, it'll be in their best interest. Now certainly going to try to push the market that way on the close tomorrow. Whether they get it done or not remains to be seen. But you know, the coronavirus is still having its impact on grains. Stock market's down 145. Good news is that's 250 points off its lows, but still people are concerned about the coronavirus, though it seems like there's a lot less cases being reported in the last day or two. The dollar made new contract highs. That always puts a little bit of pressure on the grains here. New contract highs and a high close. Certainly looks like it's going to trade at par 100, even money there. But shortly, we're only 22 ticks away from that. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.